What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
You don't know what that art is, Mr. Trash. I'd show you, but I'm too old. I'm too tired, I'm too fucking blind. If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
The world is getting crazier by the minute. This is Tim. Let's get off my lawn. I'm Rambles of a Gen Xer. And the truth shall always set you free. Want to talk about the immigration, illegal immigration issue going on in New York. The blatant disregard for our laws and our police by a segment of the illegal immigrant population. And I'm not going to call them immigrants. They are illegal immigrants. They came here illegally. They came here, usually 90-something percent come under false asylum claims. And then when they get here, most of it admit to reporters quite freely, I'm here to make money. There should be an issue with that. That shouldn't mean, if you go to a reporter, if you talk to the press, if you go to anyone say that, well, you know, I didn't come here for political persecution. I didn't feel like my life was threatened. I come here to make money. That's not a reason for asylum. That's not an asylum claim. And then we had an incident in New York where four men, actually, it was more than four men, four illegal immigrants from Venezuela attacked two police officers. These police officers were basically trying, they were attempting to disperse a disorderly group over on West 42nd Street. And this was around 8:30 p.m. on Saturday. They tried to place one person in custody. Then these other people just started ganging up on them. They started jumping them. They started punching them. They started hitting them in the head. You watch the video. It's terrifying. It's disgusting. And watching the video, you don't know what's going on. You don't know who these people are. So you don't make any assumptions. But then it comes out that these are illegal immigrants from Venezuela. There was four suspects. They're still looking for an additional three. Now, you would believe that this would be a felony assault on a police officer. You would believe that there would be more than disorderly conduct, but they were charged with an assault on an officer, gang assault, obstruction, governmental administration, and disorderly conduct, which they all pleaded guilty. Not guilty, excuse me. They all pleaded not guilty. So the wisdom of New York City, because they, you know, these people have a permanent residence, these people are here in the country legally, and of course I'm being facetious, they decided, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to release them without bail. They don't need bail. We're going to arraign them, and we're going to release them without bail. Now, the district attorney's office told reporters that they're still investigating. The attack is ongoing, without specifying why the suspects were released without bail. Now, there's video of this. I'm really not sure how the investigation is ongoing when there's video. There is video evidence of this happening. And I love the DA spokesman said, violence against police officers is never acceptable. It's paramount that we conclusively identify each subject and defendant, specifically participants in the role in the incident. Every defendant charged so far is facing felony charges that carry a penalty up to 7 years. This is an active ongoing investigation. So we released him without bail. These people who have no permanent residence or are here in this country illegally, we decided you attack police officers, you get a get out of jail free card. First, we're going to give you a cell phone. First, we're going to give you a place to live. Tell them what else they're going to give you, Gene. We're going to give you a couple get out of jail free cards so you can attack police officers. It's disgusting what is going on here. It is disgusting that you have these people that they're doing. And I love it because a couple of these people that they arrested have already been arrested previously, have previous charges, misdemeanors against them. So you would think being here in this country legally, having videotape evidence of you committing the crime, because you can clearly see who these people are, Plus the fact that you have already committed a crime and you've committed felony assault on a police officer, that you would probably be held without bail. No. You get out free. You get your get out of jail. You get to use one of your three get out of jail free cards and you get to leave. They should all be fucking deported. They should be turned around and they should be sent and moved out of this fucking country. I'm sorry. This is just beyond disgusting. So after they released on no bail, they returned to their taxpayer funded shelters. Wow. And Biden called this policy right now humanitarian parole. That's what he's called these illegal immigrants. It's humanitarian parole. So they can pursue their asylum claims. That's what the Biden administration calls this. This is what their policy is. Humanitarian parole. So they may assume, I'm going to say it again. So they can assume and they can pursue their asylum claims. Great. Okay, if they're under humanitarian parole, the key word in that sentence is parole. So if you violate your parole in this country, normally you go to jail for parole violation. So they should go to jail or they should be immediately deported. Plain and simple. You can blame all the liberals in New York for this crap. We're a sanctuary city. Just don't send us anybody. Because we don't want to take care of them, but we're a sanctuary city. Let a million people pass through Eagle Pass, Texas. Just don't send us 60,000 of your illegal immigrants because we can't handle it. You're here illegally. You're here as an asylum seeker. You know you're filing. You know you have filed a false asylum claim. But you come here, you attack a police officer, and you get out of jail free. And I love it because you want to know why we know that these people are here not for political persecution thing and fear for bodily harm? Because there is a whole underground, cash-based, illegal immigrant economy. This is what's going on, guys. You got people holding up signs out there saying that they're looking for work. I'm looking for carpentry jobs. You know, people have signs that are posted. And the New York Post actually spoke to a gentleman. And he admitted freely, I just came for work. No political persecution. No anything else. He just came for work and to make money. That's all he wants to do. So we have these 68,000 people in the New York shelters. There's over 157,000 illegal immigrants right now in New York. None of these people have social security cards. None of these people have any other identification. So what they're doing is, I love this. Now, many of these people try to become delivery people, but a lot of these cash apps, you need a social security card, especially with these delivery driver base apps. You know, you're basically working as an independent contractor. Now, employers, of course, when you do this, do not withhold taxes. So it's up to the individual who gets his form, gets his 1099 to fill out their form. So you can't work without one of these apps. What they're, you know, without a social security card or some kind of government identification, which demonstrates that you are legally able to work in the United States. What these immigrants are doing is they're sharing information. They're sharing identity and documents to obtain delivery jobs, which makes it virtually impossible to track this income, which makes it virtually impossible to tax this income. You had economists over at the Manhattan Institute come out and say the biggest impact is it's going to reduce tax revenue for the city because it is a largely cash-based, unreported market. So now you have these people attacking police officers. You have these people working illegally and not paying taxes. And then you have these people who have come out and clearly said, we are not here for political persecution. We are here to make money. Hey, Joe. Great job. I mean, this is awesome. You also have people that are out there selling food. They're basically making food and things, and they're selling them out of these coolers. And you have this woman who arrived over from Caracas with her 14-year-old daughter and her 10-year-old daughter 5 months ago, makes about $300 a day doing this, cooking food and transporting food. and she pockets about $175 after expenses. Now, once again, these are people that are, a lot of these people are living on the government dime in these hotels, and they're making money hand over fist, and they're just not paying any taxes on it. And I love it because then they use the bicycles. You know the bicycles that are all over New York that you're able to rent? They use the e-bikes. They use the e-bikes as DoorDash drivers. So not only do they get their free hotel room, pay no taxes, they just use the transportation which is provided for people who actually are supposed to be using it to get from point A to point B, not as a business. Is anyone seeing something else that is just very wrong here? And the Biden administration's thought process of all this is, well, you know, we just need to grant them all immunity. We need blanket immunity. And I love Sleepy Joe, Dopey Joe, sitting there telling us, well, you know what? I could fix the border crisis if they just gave me what I needed. You know, and it's always the Republicans' fault. It's the Republicans' fault. How is it the Republicans' fault that you removed the stay in Mexico policy, remain in Mexico policy? You've did things your first day in office that caused this problem, that caused all these problems, really did. And that's what makes me cringe. You truly did. And the thought process is this: you don't care. You don't care what's going on. You want this to happen. Joe Biden truly wants this to happen. And now you have cities like Denver, who said they're becoming overwhelmed after 40,000 people came into their community. They had a spike. They had a spike in their immigrant population by 40,000 people, and now they are struggling. This is Denver, Colorado, which has about 700,000 residents. But they now have 40,000 illegal immigrants in their country, and now they have to take care of them. We have to shelter them. We have to feed them. The hospitals are overrun. It's amazing. We had a medical incident not too long ago in our house, and we were trying to go to the hospital, and we were basically told, don't go. We were basically told by the hospital, the emergency room, don't show up. But we had to show up anyways. And I swear to God, I really thought I was in a third world country. Because they just go to the hospitals. Why? Because they're not going to pay the bills. We as taxpayers have to pay the bills. When they build these and erect these tent cities, we have to pay that. They come here for free. And I'm not painting with a broad stroke on all immigrants. I'm just saying this. There is a large population that is doing this. They want to be taken care of. They want to work here illegally and send money back to their countries, which again, kind of defeats the purpose. There is a process in place to become a citizen. There is a process in place for asylum. There is a waiting list. They don't want to do that. They just come across the border and it's okay. And then, like I said, Joe Biden coming out and saying, well, I don't have the resources. I don't know. I don't have what I need. Yeah, you do, Joe. How about you just enforce? Don't worry about the Senate and Congress and everyone passing a bill. You know what you need to do? You need to just enforce the laws that are currently on the books. That's literally all you need to do. Enforce the laws that are currently on the books. You don't need an yes, we do need a comprehensive immigration policy, but you need to enforce. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it slowly. You don't need to worry about Congress acting. You don't need to be worried about things such as that. You need to enforce the laws that are on the books. Biden says, I've done all I can do. Yeah, you've done all you do is wreck shit. Just give me the power. You have the power. You had the power of the pen. Remember day one, give me the Border Patrol. You have Border Patrol. They're offering Border Patrol agents or new hires up to $30,000 in bonuses. Give me judges. Give me the people who can stop this and make it work right. Give me a fucking break. Enforce the policies, enforce the rules, do what you're there and meant to do. You are the president of the United States. You are the president of the free world. We had over 300,000 illegal immigrants encountered in December alone, which is the highest number on record. And you see these flocks of people coming in. massive changes aren't needed at the border. You know what is? He's requesting $14 billion in additional border security. He doesn't want to build a wall, even though walls work, even though they put a wall around the White House. Seems to keep people out quite well. But you want all this money, and you want to tie it into Ukraine aid and aid for Israel. But here's the problem. Just enforce the laws that are actually here to protect citizens against this type of invasion. And that's what it is. It's an invasion. And then you saw the pictures, and I have it here on the thumbnail, of the illegal immigrant flipping the middle fingers to the press after being charged with attacking a police officer in Times Square. Deport his fucking ass. Grab him with ICE and send him out of this country. You gang assault police officers. You go back to your taxpayer-funded shelter. And then you have the audacity to flip the people off as you're coming out of jail because of the fact it's still an ongoing investigation. Yeah, because the videotape's just not enough. Videotape evidence is no longer enough in this world. There is just something very wrong here. And I really don't know what else to say. We got a lot of videos coming up. I hope everyone stays tuned. They're not going to be as bleak and whatever as this one is. Well, they will be as honest. But we're gonna try to do some fun stuff as well. And as always, this is Tim. This is Get Off My Lawn, the Mad Ramblings of the Gen Xer. And I'm out of here.